So there's so many things to talk about today. We only got through about like two-thirds of them. The one thing I did want to ask you about, because you submitted a couple cases of ovarian cancer, and I was curious about this first one, the 60-year-old lady, for one particular reason, is that she got a whole bunch of therapies, you know, without going into all the details, this is over a period of years, and only very late in the game, so to speak, had BRCA mutation testing. And I'm curious whether, you know, you consider BRCA testing standard of care as soon as you have a patient with ovarian cancer.
I do. No question.
So you might find it interesting that when we were at your group, the SGO meeting last year, and we polled an audience of quite a few people, only 75%. Does that sound possible?
Yeah, it is. I think the message is trickling out. And again, some of that may be qualified too. So I would qualify and say that the non-mucinous ovarian cancer patients should be tested. Yes, I do. The availability of therapy and even strategy, I wouldn't even say even with outside of the PARP inhibitors, just strategy is going to be dependent on that. So yes, we need to get the word out.
We actually had a case of a patient who had been referred to hospice and had not been BRCA tested, got BRCA tested and responded to olaparib. In this situation, again, it looks like she got to you fairly late in the game.
So, you know, it was just remarkable. This is a good message for, you know, anybody who's treating a patient. When you see somebody who's received this much platinum and responded this many times, there's something going on. Even if they're not BRCA positive in the germline, there's something else going on here. And so I had a high, obviously high index of suspicion. And, you know, so we tested her and found out that, yes, indeed, she was a carrier.
And how long ago was that?
You know, this was about 2-3 years ago now.
Interesting. So what happened at that point?
So, you know, at the time we didn't have olaparib to give off trial, but we were able to get her into one of our PARP trials. She was like one of the two that we could recruit before the study closed. And she developed a response to this, even though, you know, it was so long afterwards with all the prior treatment that she had had.
And what happened subsequently?
So ultimately she did progress, but you know, her performance status was actually still fairly good and her volume of disease was still relatively small. So she went on to, I actually kind of recycled through some of these regimens she had before because, you know, these direct DNA damaging agents actually are quite active in patients who carry the BRCA mutation. So I recycled through the gemcitabine and the platinum.